Hello, everyone. I am popping on early to change my name because I'm not Corinne.
All right.
Someone is here cleaning my house right now, and they are right above me running a vacuum. If you hear something, that's what it is. All right. On this call, it is a 30-day success call. It is for anyone who is new. You can't hear me? Why not? Why can you not hear me? Oh, you can't hear the vacuum. I was like, what have I done wrong? So, like I said, this is for anyone who is new to the membership, who wants to find out everything that's available to them inside of No BS, as well as people who just love to hang out with me for an hour or just need a quick, swift kick in the tail. With us today, we have got the amazing Coach Ashley. She will be in the chat and in the Q&A with us, typing in all caps. She is not mad. She loves you very much, and she wants you to know that she's talking to you. If you would like closed captions, I have them turned on for you. The live transcript option, you just click on that and you can turn it on if you would like. I'm Coach MJ. I'm the head of the member success team here at No BS, as well as whatever else Corinne tells me to do. And I'm very excited to be here with you today. I have been getting very good at these calls, right at an hour. So it should not take more than an hour. You cannot be seen or heard on this call. It is only I and my fantastic PowerPoint. That is all you will be able to see. If you've attended one of these 30-day success calls, you are welcome to stay, but just know that they are all the same. We just wanted to give every new member in January who did the How to Lose Weight in 2023 and then joined us, we wanted to give everybody an opportunity to hop on live, as well as any member who was like, it's January, let's get after it. I want to set a 30-day goal. I want to hang out with MJ. We want to give everybody an opportunity to do that in January. After this week, though, we will be going back to our typical twice a month calls that we do here. But because we opened up and we got a bunch of new members, we wanted to make sure everybody had a chance to get on live that wanted to get on live. So without further ado, let me find out who I am talking to. So you will see a reactions button on your Zoom page. If you've been here 2 weeks or less, give me a heart or a thumbs up or a laughy face or some kind of reaction so I know how many new members we have. Yay! Welcome, 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 welcome. We are so glad to have you here. I hope you have already been blown away by the content and the support that you've got inside of No BS. And we are going to continue to dazzle you. That's what we do here. We dazzle. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And I will, any questions in the Q&A, Ashley will get to some of those during the call. And then at the end, if we have time, I will answer some myself. Or if she thinks it's good, she'll just, leave them. So I'll have time to answer them at the end, but let's get going. All right. My PowerPoint. Can everybody see my PowerPoint? Let me know if you can in the chat. Yes, thank you very much. Here we go. 30-day success plan. So on the training calendar, we have a guide that you can fill out as we go through this 30-day success plan call. If you don't have a guide, that's fine. I'm going to talk you through it. Don't worry about it. Don't fret. There's a little bit of extra questions in there if you want to go back and print it out later. Ashley is going to put the link in the chat for you, but you can just think about your answers as we go through the call. If you don't have it printed or downloaded, because everything inside of No BS is also fillable as well as printable. If you don't have that available to you, that's totally fine. You can just use a sheet of paper. Not a problem. So, all right. Inside of No BS, it all starts with belief. So a lot of times you think that you need to believe that you can get to your goal weight, that you can complete your weight loss journey. But I'm here to tell you that is just belief that you will get lose all of your weight. It's just not necessary inside of no BS. The only thing you need to believe is what you can do right now, what you can do today, what you can do at lunch. That's all you need to believe. Take it one belief at a time. And we're going to talk all about how that builds later in the call, but you just need to believe that you can take the next step towards losing all of your weight. Your ability to lose weight this month, this week, today, has nothing to do with your past. What you think about and do today is what is going to get you results tomorrow. It does not matter that you failed Jenny Craig in 1994. It doesn't matter. That failure or that lack of weight loss in 1994 has nothing to do with what you're doing today to lose weight this week, this month. We can learn things. We'll talk later about how we're going to learn from those things, but it is not, our past is not an indicator of our future. So here's some things that you might be thinking as you get started in No BS, especially if you are trying to figure out doable hunger, which we'll talk about a little bit more later. You might be thinking, I just keep messing up, which is hopeless. You feel hopeless. You could also instead think it takes time to get good at things. I want you to think about learning how to ride a bike or learning a new skill at a new job. Or raising some kids, or forgetting to take your new dog out whenever you get it. It's not like you just kept thinking, I just keep messing up, and then you just quit at it. Every other place, pretty much, other than weight loss, we give ourselves permission to practice and get better. Parallel parking comes to mind, right? Like if you live in a city where you have to parallel park, it's not like you try it two or three times and say, I just keep messing up. I'm never going to figure this out. No, you just keep practicing. You're like, I'll get better. I just give myself a little bit of time. But for some reason in weight loss, we are not willing to give ourselves the grace and compassion to learn. You might be thinking, this can't work for me. Instead, you might want to think, I might be wrong that it's not going to work. There's a ton of women inside of No BS that probably thought the same thing, and they were wrong too. You might be thinking, what if I don't lose all my weight? How's that even helping you? That's like a throwaway thought. Is this even where I need to be spending my time, or do I need to be spending my time on what I can do to lose all my weight? You might be thinking, I'll probably screw up like last time. I'm here to tell you, you will. We are not perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to overeat sometimes. You're going to eat off plan sometimes. But this time, what's going to be different for you is you're going to make mistakes and you're going to learn from them this time instead of quitting over them like you have in the past. If you know that you're a person who makes mistakes and then just quits because you're beating yourself up, we don't do that in No BS. We just keep on making mistakes. Let it be imperfect, and then we just keep on moving forward. We learn from them. We reach out for help. Then you might also be thinking, it's going to take so long to lose my weight. You could be thinking, every day I keep going makes my journey shorter. Sitting around thinking about how long it's going to take is going to keep me out of action. It's going to keep me from doing the stuff that's going to make my journey shorter. So why don't I just get busy? You might not be confident in your weight loss goal, your ultimate weight loss goal, and that's okay. Losing weight happens one bite at a time, one meal at a time, one glass of water at a time. Can you believe in little things when you first get started? Where your food is concerned, can you believe that you'll just slow down tonight when you eat dinner? I'm just gonna slow down a little bit. Maybe I'm gonna eat with my non-dominant hand. Unless you're having soup, because that's a hot mess. Can you believe that tonight you'll just leave one bite of food? at dinner to practice not cleaning your plate. If that feels too much for you, you could believe that I'm going to serve myself less. That's how I'm leaving bites behind. Or, you know what? I'm not ready to leave a bite behind at the end of my meal, but I can serve my plate and leave a bite behind at the beginning. Just put it back in the dish. For planning, can you believe that you'll just use the planner, see if you even like it? A lot of times we come in here and we're like, I'm not a planner. Never have been, never will be. You just decide. Why don't you just instead believe that you'll just give it a try? See if you like it. Can you believe that you'll at least plan one meal a day just to get in the habit of planning? You're like, MJ, I am not ready to plan dinner yet or lunch because, you know, who knows what they're going to say at the office. But maybe you always eat an Egg McMuffin for breakfast. You pull through McDonald's every day and you get an Egg McMuffin. Can you just write that down so that you give yourself an opportunity to at least get in the habit of planning? For the No BS course, can you believe you'll probably learn something new if you listen to it? I do every time I listen to it. I'm freaking coach. Can you believe that you'll at least try some of the stuff that Corinne and the coaches are asking you to do? Just try it. Don't decide ahead of time that like it's not going to work or it's going to be too hard. Just try it and see what happens. Small beliefs are better than big beliefs in the beginning. They feel doable. And when they feel doable, it means that you do shit. So probably in the past, you created a big mountain that you had to climb over to reach your goal. And you got tired. It was hard. You had to upend not only your life, but probably your entire family's life. All right, no more bread for anybody. You know, because I can't control myself. So now y'all can't have bread. Right? We're not doing that big sweeping bullshit anymore. We're going to pick one thing that feels doable to us. We're going to do that thing, put it on repeat until it feels easy, and then we'll add another doable thing. The more small things you do, the more confidence and belief you build. You start to think things are easier than you thought they would be. When things feel easy, you want to do more. And that's where momentum comes from. Momentum does not drop out of the sky. Momentum is not created when Corinne or me or one of the other coaches says something amazing. Momentum comes from doing one small thing and being like, girl, I think I got that. Then you do another thing. And then you want to do another thing. Think about like Christmas just happened for me. Pulling that shit out of the attic. Oh my God. Do you know how much trouble I had talking myself into pulling that stuff out? I'm like, okay, I can at least go get my trees down. I did that and I was like, well, hell, I'm already in here. Might as well do something else. Next thing I knew, I had all the stuff pulled out. Because the trees felt doable to me. So I just did that. And then once I did it, I'm like, oh my gosh, might as well. Here's my favorite ornament. Oh, I need to go ahead and put that up. Or, you know, whatever it was. But it's like, once you do one thing, it gets easier to do other things. But thinking about it as a whole, I didn't want to do shit. I just wanted to sit around on the couch and watch the Hallmark Christmas movies. You might be thinking small things aren't good enough. Crashing and burning isn't good enough. Doing nothing isn't good enough, which is what we've done so long because we made it so freaking hard. Small things done daily with ease equals weight loss at last. I was listening to a podcast the other day. I've like thought about y'all and I have been so excited for this call so I could share it with you. This man on my podcast, it's called This Is Actually Happening. I love that podcast. I listen to it every week. There was a man on there telling his story about how he got mauled by a bear. He was out hunting and he got mauled by a bear. And like, seriously, y'all, he was like about to die when he got mauled by this bear. And he was out there in the woods by himself. And so at the end of the podcast, they asked him, like, how did you survive? And he said, everybody asked me that question. Like, how did you, because he literally, y'all, had to drag his ass out of the woods, get to his truck and drive like 20 kilometers or some bullshit with one eye and bleeding and all kind of mess. And he said, if I thought about what I had to do, I would have never gotten started. So he said, the first thing I told myself is, all you need to do is find the trail. That's it. Find the trail. So he found the trail. Then he was like, okay, I found the trail. And then he was like, I just need to figure out which direction that the camp is. And he was like, because if I got too far ahead, I would have just sat down in those woods and died. I was like, that is literally how weight loss works too. He created small, doable steps that felt easier for him. And he just did it one thing at a time until he finally reached the end. He got to his goal of getting help. Weight loss works exactly the same way. I just love that I find no BS examples like everywhere I look. Like I'm listening to podcasts. This is actually happening is the name of it. All right. So we're going to use the guide. Name three things you can believe starting today. I'll get you started. I can listen to the No BS Weight Loss course instead of talking myself out of it. I can start the day with a glass of water instead of just thinking about what kind of diet I'm going to do. I'm going to hear things I don't think I can do, but I'm going to try anyway. So what are some things you can believe starting today? What are some things that you can believe right now about weight loss and this week and this month and what you're willing to try? What, post it in the chat if you would like. And let's see what you come up with. What's the things you can believe starting today? Y'all got to give me something for crying out loud. Listen to 15 minutes a day of the No BS Weight Loss course. I love that. That is really, really good. I can drink and track my water every day. I love it. I love that. I can be compassionate with myself when I make a mistake. I can get my water in. Yes, do a lesson a day. I can leave one bite at every meal. I can plan. I can know that I'm not alone. That is so powerful. I can go to sleep a little earlier. Yes. Yes. And I want you to see, like in the chat, we've got two people talking about sleep. This is so good. This really is a testament to do your own way, your own, in your own pace. So Caitlin's talking about going to bed 5 minutes earlier. So for Caitlin, that probably feels really, really doable. And Amy Sue says, I can go to bed a half hour earlier. So they've created an actual goal that tomorrow they'll know if they did it or not. Yes or no. I went to bed earlier, 5 minutes or 30 minutes, and then it's doable for them. There's no wrong way. Both of them are setting a goal and they will complete that goal tonight and then they will celebrate the shit out of themselves. Love it, love it, love it. Defining success. Success is, y'all, and we all know it's true, it's bastardized by the diet industry. In No BS, we don't wait on weigh-in day to decide if we're going to feel good or not about ourselves. When y'all go to sleep 5 minutes or 30 minutes earlier tonight, that's when you feel good. When you leave a bite, that's when you feel good. You get to feel good about what you're doing every single day. Collect those wins all week long so that you feel good about what you're doing all week long. That's how we do it inside of No BS. We ain't waiting until Friday to decide if we're good or bad. We get to decide every day when we make one decision how we're doing. The only way for weight loss to not feel like it takes fucking forever is to make each day better by spotlighting and finding real success. And real success, y'all, fun fact, is going to bed 5 minutes early. Real success is leaving one bite. Real success is writing down your breakfast when you thought you didn't want to make a plan. That's real success. So here's the way that a lot of people experience no BS in the first 3 months. Not everybody. This is not like a, has to be this way, but this is what a lot of people experience. Month one, you start losing weight. A lot of times women, without changing a thing, just the awareness, for me, it was, am I hungry? I didn't realize how much I was just grab-assing shit all day long. When I wasn't hungry and just the awareness of, am I hungry? I started to lose weight right away because I was cutting out a lot of that grab-assing. You start to notice when you talk nasty to yourself and you reach out to figure out how to think better instead of eating something. Month two, hunger cues aren't a mystery like the first month. So maybe in month one, I haven't told this in a couple of calls, the Bigfoot story. So when I first joined OBS, I was in an accountability group. And I told them that I felt like doable hunger was the Bigfoot of OBS. Like other people had seen him. Some people even had pictures of him. But I felt like I was just wandering through the woods looking for Bigfoot. By month two, I was seeing some tracks of Bigfoot. I'm like, I know I'm on the right path now. I'm catching up to him. That's kind of how doable hunger works. You just keep looking around and then you will find Bigfoot, the Bigfoot of no BS, as I like to call doable hunger. And then it gets easier with time once you recognize your cues. In the second month, you might be finishing the no BS weight loss course, our foundational pathway, and take the quiz to figure out what your next pathway is. People will start to notice that you seem a little bit less stressed and happier. It's because you're learning how to catch your old shitty thoughts and deciding what you want to think on purpose. Month three, your clothes might be getting a little bit looser. You might even notice some other things besides just weight loss. Like maybe you're getting down to the floor, playing with your kids or your grandkids easier. Maybe you're going up and down the stairs without getting winded. Maybe when you park your car further away at the Target, it's not as hard to get in the door. In the third month, you're probably listening to no BS more than the news, which is so true. And then you might even by month three hit Queen's Club. Queen's Club is our club for anyone who has lost 25 pounds in any way. So if you did the ketos and lost 25 pounds and then you joined no BS, you are a queen. If you listen to Corinne's free podcast and lost 15 pounds and then you joined no BS and lose 10, 15 plus 10 is 25, you a queen. Doesn't matter how you lose it. The planner does the job for you. So on our website, on our membership site, nobswomen.com, we have a planner for you. It is included in your membership. It is fillable, it is downloadable, and it is printable. And we have all the instructions on that page to show you how to do each of those things. So your habit tracker, I love the habit tracker. And the reason I love it so much is at the end of the month, it gives me the opportunity to go back and see what I can level up, what I did really well, and like what I need to work on. Your assessment helps you see potential. So your assessment asks you, what did you do well today and what can you do a little bit better tomorrow? So that's your potential piece. How am I just going to do a little bit better tomorrow than I did today? And the 24-hour plan helps you think before you commit, right? Like, how often are we like, you know what, tonight, we're all going to sit around dinner. It's going to be so awesome. I'm making it from scratch. But you don't even think that your kids have got soccer and dance and you got a late meeting at work. Like, it's time to start thinking about those obstacles and what might be getting in your way so that you can make a doable plan for yourself. So we're going to use our guide. So this is your commitment for the next 30 days. We're going to go ahead and decide what we're going to do in the next 30 days. You're going to print your planner, download it to your digital device. Go ahead and make the decision. The decision is made for 30 days after this. I will make my 24-hour plan where and when. Now, sometime before work, once I get to the office, right after, like sometime after the kids go to bed, that is not your plan for the next 30 days. When? 6 o'clock in the morning before I wake the kids up on the couch with my coffee. While I'm fixing my coffee, when I first get to work at my desk. As soon as I tuck the kids into bed, I will come downstairs and sit in my chair and do my plan. It needs to be that specific. To me, success in the next 30 days looks like what? So first, we're going to talk about your weight loss. How much are you going to lose or maintain in the next 30 days? Describe how you feel in your body in the next 30 days. How do you feel in your body? You feeling a little bit more comfortable in your body? Maybe you're like, oh my, like my boobs are getting a little smaller, or like my face is getting a little thinner, whatever it is. Describe how you feel around food in 30 days. Maybe in 30 days, you're planning some foods. You're more comfortable planning foods that you've always thought in the past that you can't have when you're losing weight. Maybe that is how you're feeling around food. Maybe you're getting a little bit more comfortable around, am I hungry in 30 days? What else might you be thinking, feeling, or doing in 30 days that would feel like success? Probably if you commit to planning for the next 30 days, you might be thinking, planning is not as hard as I thought it would be. Something like that. Or you might be feeling proud of yourself because you got your water in. You've never been a water drinker and you got your water in, you know, 15 days out of the month when you didn't think you could ever be a water drinker. So just think about all the ways that you're going to change in the next 30 days that is not really related to weight loss. Commit to your unique path. There are three types of no BS women. All right. So we have the basic bitch. Basic bitch is like, I'm busy. I got a lot going on. I'm a busy woman. I got things to do, people to see, places to go. I don't want to do any extras. Give me the weight loss course, a foundational pathway. That's all I need. Bring it on. I'm going to listen to it on the podcast, or I'm going to listen to it on the website, nobswomen.com. That's all I want right now. You use the planner, you finish the No BS weight loss course, and you just stay focused on the basics until No BS is finished. Then you might go poking around a little bit, but you are like, blinders on, weight loss course, that's all I want. Then you have me, the moderation mama. You've got a little bit of time, not a ton, but you got a little bit of time. You've got a few minutes a day to get Corinne in your ear. So maybe sometimes you're listening to our private member podcast. Like for me, that's what I do when I'm drying my hair, curling my hair, when I'm washing dishes or just doing shit around the house, I'll have an AirPod in. I'll listen to Corinne then. You choose one extra you would love and use it. Maybe you want to be in the Facebook group and you're like, that's my extra. I'm going to do the No BS weight loss course and I'm going to join the Facebook group. Just like the basic bitch though, you use the planner and you complete the No BS weight loss course. Here's what's really important though. You do not sacrifice No BS with the extras. So if you notice that you're spending a ton of time making friends, hanging out in the Facebook group, and you're not writing your plan, that's when you are like, okay, maybe I need to dial it back in, be a little bit more intentional with my time, because I am not going to give up doing the four basics for the Facebook group. And then we have the deep dive divas. Deep dive divas are like, bring it on. I want all of it. I want everything you got. Give it to me. I don't get overwhelmed with information. Actually, it gets me excited. The more you give me, the more excited I get. I'm scheduling all the extras. I'm doing the Facebook accountability group. I got me the private member podcast. I'm attending live calls. I am like on it. But just like the other two, they use the planner and you complete the No BS weight loss course. And also, you do not sacrifice the extras for completing No BS. So if you notice that some of the extras are pulling you away from completing the No BS weight loss course, or, you know, doing the weight loss challenge that we do every month inside the membership, you look at what you're doing and you're like, oh, I need to back off on something so that I can make sure I finish the foundational pathway. This is the other thing I want to say. I always love to use teachers as this example. So let's say that you are a teacher. In the summer and on your breaks, you might be a deep dive diva. But when school is in, you're a basic bitch or a moderation mama. Maybe you're a moderation mama because you listen to Corinne back and forth to school, going back and forth to school. But you will notice in your weight loss journey, shit will happen. Things will happen. Life comes up. And do not, if you're a deep dive diva and somebody's sick or something happens or whatever, don't judge yourself if you've got to be a basic bitch. All of these three different types of No BS women will lose their weight and feel as amazing as they deserve. Do not judge yourself on what you used to do if you do go between the three, because I've been all of them. I've kind of settled into moderation mama now. I'm happy with it, but you'll notice different times in your life, you'll identify as all of these people. The No BS weight loss program is built to support you. There is more here than you need. Let me say it again for the people in the back. There is more here than you need. And I use this example and it always works really well. Let's say that I need a book from the library. People still do go to the library, I believe. I want a book about mongooses. I don't know. It just came to me. Like, you know, like a lightning bolt. I want to find everything I can about mongooses. But I walk into the library and I'm like, oh my God, there's a book on elephants and there's a book on raising children. And then there is a book about, the Civil War. And then there's a book about World War II. I mean, I know I need to read this book about mongooses, but I mean, I'm never going to be able to read all this. I guess I just leave. No. What do you do when you go to the library? Check out the book about mongooses. You go home and you read the book about mongooses. You find out whatever you want to know about mongooses. Then you go back to the library and you get your next book. No BS works exactly the same way. And you'll never read every book in the library, but you just don't get pissed off and walk away because you can't read them all. No BS is exactly the same way. You're going to take what you need and leave the rest. Your guide describes a lot of the extra features available to you inside of No BS, but we're going to talk about some of them now. The private member podcast. Okay, there are four private member podcasts. So do not be confused with the public podcast that Corinne does. Corinne has an amazing public podcast. Anybody can get it. It's on Spotify and any of your podcast players, whether you have an Android or an Apple phone. It's called Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne. We're not listening to that as a No BS woman. I, honest to gosh, don't know the last time I listened to that public podcast. I listen to our private member podcast. You are now behind the velvet rope. We can't dig into things on that public podcast because they've not had the No BS weight loss course. But we can in here. So make sure that you visit our website, nobswomen.com, and you go to the podcast page and download it. Everybody, there's instructions on there. If you cannot figure it out, please let us know. We have the No BS Weight Loss course. This is the exact course that you're watching the videos of on the website, nobswomen.com, but just in your ear, in audio form. Then we have the live training replay. So every call that we do inside of No BS, you can find on Tuesdays and Fridays on the video replay page on our website, nobswomen.com, and also in audio form. That's how you can listen to it back and forth to work and when you're walking your dog and when you're drying your hair, is this live training replays, private member podcast. Then we have self-paced workshops. So once you finish our foundational pathway, the No BS Weight Loss course, we help you find your next pathway. You'll take a quiz and it'll give you a list of what you need to work on next. All of those courses live in the self-paced workshops podcast. And then we also have quick hits, which I like to call the best of No BS. Then, best thing on the website, as far as I'm concerned, is ask coaches. So inside of No BS, you have got access to absolutely the top life and weight loss coaches in the industry. 11 of them. They all live here in the Ask Coaches. We all were No BS women. Corinne does not hire anyone who was not a No BS woman. So we have lost weight, are still losing weight, all of that stuff with the same tools that you are using right now. We started just like you did. We took the No BS weight loss course. We downloaded the podcast. We did everything you're doing right now. And we all live in Ask Coaches. You can post a question in Ask Coaches. You can also go read recent answers. So when you click on Ask Coaches, it'll say, ask a question, see recent answers. So if you want to ask a question, you just type in your question. This little box will pop up. If you want to just go read the answers, you just click on see the recent answers and you'll see what everybody has been writing in about. All the questions are anonymous to the membership. So nobody knows who wrote it in. So you can ask us literally anything, not only about weight loss, but about life as well. You'll see all kinds of stuff in there. So when you ask your question, within 48 hours, you come back to the website. Remember, it's anonymous. You don't get an email saying your question is ready. You have to come back to the website, see the recent answers, and find the title of your question, and a coach will have answered it there. So also on the website, we've got live training, live coaching call replays. That's the video replays page I was talking about. And then we have the training calendar. So if you like to attend calls live, we have a training calendar on our membership website, nobswomen.com. You can subscribe to the calendar. So there's a couple of ways to find out what kind of calls are coming up. You can look at the training calendar, subscribe to it. Every week in the weekly newsletter, I also list out all the calls coming up for the week. So you can just kind of look through, see if anything tickles your fancy, and then add that to your calendar. But on this training calendar, if you just click on any of these, it'll expand out and you can just click to join the call, join the Zoom call. Everything you need to know is there. You also get Zoom reminders about 30 minutes before each call begins. I will say this though, if you are brand new to No BS, in the first 30 days, we want you to really be focused on the No BS weight loss course, our foundational pathway. You are getting emails from us walking you through that No BS weight loss course. So we just want to, we don't give you Zoom reminders except for these 30-day success calls. So if you're a moderation mama or a deep dive diva, and you're like, I really want to attend live calls, make sure you check out the training calendar. After 30 days, you'll get all of the Zoom reminders. Replays are posted in the audio and video format on the podcast player and on the video replays page every Tuesday and Friday. Facebook. I love the Facebook. I'm also in charge of Facebook. So if you have any Facebook problems, you let me know. It's a great place to meet other No BS women. Yo, my mouth's so dry. You can get 24/7 support, cheerleading, and motivation. It is a drama-free place. Number one rule inside of No BS Facebook group, don't be an asshole. That's the number one rule. We don't tolerate that in there. And then we also have subgroups available. So When you go on the our membership website, nobswomen.com, click on Facebook, you join the main Facebook group. You can also look at all of the subgroups. We have over 20 subgroups. So you can, like, we have a 55 plus group that's super active. We've got a teacher's group. We've got a doctor's group. We've got LGBTQ plus. We've got women of color. We've got women with disabilities. We've got, like, exercisers, foodies, how to feel fabulous at any size. Like, all, it's all available to you. Notice on here, it does not say learn how to lose weight. This is, Corinne explained it the other week as like lunch at school. So if school is on nobswomen.com, that is where everything you need to know to lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve lives there. And in those private member podcasts, that is where you get your learn on. Facebook is lunchtime. That's where you go get ideas, or you just go meet people, or you just post something fun, or share what's going on in your life. That is what Facebook is for. It is not for weight loss. Now, I will say this. You will sometimes see coaches in Facebook, but do not post in Facebook expecting to get an answer from a coach, period. Sometimes we see it, but Meta and Mark Zuckerberg control what we see. We don't have any control over what pops up in our newsfeed. None. Zero, none. A coach may see it, a coach may not see it. But I do know who controls the algorithm on nobswomen.com. That is Corinne Crabtree. You post and ask coaches, I promise you, you will get an answer from a coach. We answer everything that comes in there, but Facebook, not so much. And y'all, if you are having any tech issues, like my podcast player isn't loading, I need to change my credit card, I can't get into the website, I cannot tell you how many times I see those posts on Facebook. They can't help you. They can't reset your podcast player for you. They can't go in the back end and help you update your credit card. You email support at pmptribe.com. So, tech issues, credit card issues, any of that kind of stuff goes to support at pmptribe.com. Facebook is for fun and friendship and crowdsourcing and all that fun stuff. Ask Coaches is for coaching. That's the three best, like, that's the best way to describe it. That's where you get help inside of No BS. Accountability groups. Request a partner or group. We place you as many times as you need until you find your No BS bestie. And it takes about 7 days to form a group. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I always use this analogy because it's so good. But if I go to the Nordstrom Rack to buy a pair of shoes, I go to my size. I wear a 10. I go to size 10. So you're in the No BS accountability size 10 shoes. And I find I find some that I love. Oh my gosh, they look amazing. I put them on, but they're just a little tight. They don't fit quite right. I don't walk out in a huff and get pissed off because that one pair of shoes didn't fit me. I just put those back. I get me another pair of shoes. That's all I do. We have one person. Her name is Heidi. She is the accountability goddess here at No BS. She sets you up. She also is at support at pmptribe.com. If your group doesn't fit right, if it doesn't get set up right, anything happens, you email her and she will take care of you. She will 100% take care of you. So do not think just because your first group did not work out that all is lost and you must not be lovable. No. It happens. It takes a while sometimes to find your people, your No BS bestie. Let us help you. And then every month we do a monthly weight loss challenge. So we're almost done with this month, the 2 pound takedown challenge. Next month, we're finding Bigfoot. In February, we are doing doable hunger. 2 weeks on Am I Hungry? And 2 weeks on Have I Had Enough? if you have been participating in this challenge this month, from the 25th through the, on the 25th of every month, we will release a form that you can go to the monthly weight loss challenge page on our membership website, nobswomen.com. It has its own little tab. You click on it. On the 25th, you'll be able to apply for fantastic prizes through the end of the month. So I think there's 31 days in this month. So the 21st through the 25th through the 31st, you'll be able to fill out that form. And then on February 1st, we will draw some winners and it's going to be awesome. You can find all the information there on the page. There is also on February 1st, that page will be updated. And there are also tips and tricks for doing each month's challenge with your accountability group so that you learn how to hold each other accountable inside of your groups while you complete the monthly weight loss challenge. Now, when you come onto the website, y'all, a lot of times I'll hear it's overwhelming, blah, blah, blah. It's not overwhelming. What is overwhelming sometimes to people is their fear. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. There's so much to learn. It's your thoughts about what you're about to start. The website is laid out so easily to follow. I mean, start here. Start here. That's where you start. And then number one, new member quick start. Number one, new member quick start. On the new member quick start, you will get a message from Corinne, as well as you have the opportunity to take a website tour with our amazing badass marketing bitch, Sarah. Don't you love how everybody has fun names in their titles? And then you move on to step two. You're going to print or download your No BS planner. And then you're just going to start the No BS weight loss course, our foundational pathway. That's how it works. We want you to go ahead and print out your planner so that as you're learning the four basics inside of the No BS weight loss course, you can start to fill it out as you go through the course. And then step four, download the private member podcast. So you're going to do all of these pretty quickly together. The new member quick start's about 15 minutes. Then you can go ahead and download your printer, start the course, and download the podcast. That's like easy peasy, nice and breezy, easy to do. Now, if you are a basic bitch, you stop. Remember, you're not doing any extras. You don't want to join a Facebook group or an accountability group. If you are a moderation mama or a deep dive diva, and you're like, I'm just not ready for Facebook, you don't have to join Facebook yet. It is always going to be available to you. Okay. And then once you finish the No BS weight loss course, you will go to finish No BS, choose your next pathway, and you can take a quiz and we'll help you figure out what to do next. Here's that monthly weight loss challenge I was talking about that's updated every single month. And here's the Ask Coaches section. Okay. We're going to use your guide. Go ahead and decide. Are you a deep dive diva, moderation mama, or a basic bitch? Right? I'm a moderation mama. How will I know if this is the best fit for me? You just try it on. If it's not working, you move around. It's good. All is good. Nothing has gone wrong. What No BS extras do I want to do? You're like, girl, give me them podcasts, honey. Or I'm going to attend one live call a week, whatever it is. What No BS extras aren't a good fit for you right now? Maybe you know that if you get in that Facebook group, you're going to go down a Facebook rabbit hole. And you're like, girl, I'm going to save that. That's going to be my first reward after I finish the No BS weight loss course. It's my first non-food reward I've ever given myself, as I'm going to join that Facebook group. If you're done with the No BS weight loss course, which pathway is the best fit for me going forward? Fun fact, take the quiz. We will tell you what to do next. You don't even have to, that's like a question. Okay. Obstacles and solutions. Thinking ahead of time about what might get in your way is a baller way to plan. Your planner will ask you every single day. Every day. So there is time on the side of the planner. If you don't use a calendar or you're not one who calendars, Maybe you want to put important things like, oh, I got a doctor's appointment at 12. Start thinking about, when do I typically get hungry? Should I eat before I go? So that, because I don't know how long I'll be gone. Could I have a small snack before then and just eat my lunch when I get back? Start thinking about that stuff. Obstacles are a necessary part of weight loss. We all got doctor's appointments. We all need to go to Target at the time we think we're supposed to be eating. We've been reacting to them with food and then quitting. Now we're going to quit giving up. We're going to stop eating our face off and feeling sorry for ourselves that life got in the way. Life ain't going nowhere, hopefully. Let's figure out how to do it. Let's figure out how to do life and do weight loss. Your life isn't a problem. If you cannot lose weight while you live your life, the one you create for yourself, your own life, then you're just doing another sad ass diet that doesn't prepare for you how to eat and live the life that you want, that you want. So often when we join Weight Watchers or do keto or do Atkins or do some bullshit cabbage diet, we've all done the cabbage diet, I feel like. They say, these are the things you must do these in order to lose weight. And you're like, but my kid's got activities, but I got a vacation plan, but whatever. And they're like, we don't care. Take these rules and somehow bend yourself to fit these rules into your life. Or you got to change your life, but no matter what, you got to do it this way. We don't do that in no BS. We're like, here's the no BS weight loss course. Here's everything that we have available to you. Look at your life. How can you live your life and fit no BS into it? Into your current life. You don't have to change the way you do anything. You don't have to stop going out. You don't have to cancel your vacation. Right? You take no BS and figure out how to put it into your life instead of taking some kind of diet and figuring out how to build your life, build your life around it. That's how no BS works. Common obstacles. I eat out a lot on the weekend. I'm a damn social butterfly. Plan ahead on the way to your restaurant. So you might not know where you're going in the morning, but you know that you're going out to dinner. Unless they are blindfolding you or you are in an episode of Star Trek and somebody is beaming you over to the restaurant, you know where you're driving to. You know where you're going at least a few minutes ahead. That's a great time to go ahead and decide before you even walk in. Ask your friends, do you know where we're going? Use the internet. Look it up. See where you're going. You've got your brain and your belly. What else do you need? Make common sense decisions ahead of time. So a lot of times we're like, well, I don't know where we're going. I can't plan. What do you know? You going to drink or not? If you are, how many drinks are you going to have? You going to have an appetizer? You going to have dessert? You going to have both? You going to have neither? What are you going to be doing? A lot of times people will even say like, well, we'll either go to Mexican or we'll go get a steak. You might not know where you're going, but look, we know what's there. You can write both options down. Think about what you do know and not what you don't know. I eat my face off between work and dinner. Plan a snack. If you're hungry, eat a snack. Don't starve yourself. So I always tell this too, like whenever I was working full time, I was a physical therapist in a nursing home. We have to eat when the old people eat. When they serve lunch between 11:30 and 12, that was our lunch. I did not get a break except on Tuesdays because bingo was on Tuesdays. Wouldn't nobody come to therapy on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 o'clock. So I would get a little bit of break on Tuesdays. But the rest of the time I was going like on fire between 12:30 and 5 or 5:30. I was hungry. I was starving. I said to come in, take care of my kids, get dinner, like, you know, sort of put together and feed the children. So I just kept nuts in my car and I would eat those on the way home. I didn't eat all the way to enough. I just took the edge off of hunger so that I could, like, you know, be hungry when it was time to sit down with my family. And I didn't feel like I had to eat my face off the whole time because I was just starving myself. If you're hungry, eat a snack. Take a break. A lot of times what you need is you just want to sit down for a minute, but you feel bad if you sit down and you're not doing something. And a lot of times what we do is eat. Give yourself permission to sit down sometimes. I eat my face off between dinner and bedtime. Basically the same thing. If you eat dinner at 6 o'clock and you go to bed at 11, you might be hungry. Eat a snack if you're hungry. A lot of times, though, what we're finding is you think you want to stay up till 11, but at 10 o'clock, 9:30, you're really getting tired. But this is the only time I get to be by myself. Everybody's going to bed. This is me time. And so you eat so you can stay up. You're really just tired. Go to bed. Go to bed. Ask yourself, what will I not get to feel if I don't eat? And then start giving yourself your real needs. So maybe you won't get to feel wide awake. So you want to go to bed. Maybe you don't want to feel bored. Figure out how not to feel bored without eating. I like spontaneity and planning my food feels restrictive. This is an oldie, but a goodie. Bullshit. Do you want spontaneity in your food or do you want it in the way that you're living your life? Do you want freedom to wear what you want? Surprise yourself with how you're moving around, how long you live. Do you want to surprise yourself with, you want to be spontaneous about taking a quick trip with your grandkids one day? You get to plan the food you love. If you are feeling restricted about your plan, go back in and see, is there any diet rules that I am applying to this? Is there anything that I'm making off limits to myself, even though I really want to have it? And Ask Coaches is a great place to take that, those kind of questions. I start off strong and fizzle out fast. Ride the wave of initial enthusiasm. Like maybe you're like, you come in, you're so excited. You're like, I'm a deep dive deep. I'm gonna get it all done. You finish the OBS weight loss course really fast. And you're like, oh, another plan. I don't want to write another plan. Oh my God, how long am I have to do this? You don't feel motivated anymore. That is normal. It is so normal. Think about everything. New car, you want to drive everywhere. And after a few weeks, it's just your car. You don't want to just like, I'll run out and get it. Oh, let me go. You don't get in your car and smells like new car, smells amazing. No, you're not as excited as you were, and that's okay. Just decide now when that initial wave of enthusiasm fades away, what is your new baseline? Maybe it is, I'm doing the four basics. I'm listening to a module, you know, a lesson every single day, whatever it is. And then use your guide. I told you at the beginning, we were going to talk about how you can use your past diet experience to create a new experience with no BS. So what are your common obstacles when you lose weight? We all know what they are. You know, I do good during the week and then at the weekend, I'm like, fuck it. Maybe you notice you've done that in the past. Maybe you notice that you always start off strong and then you do fizzle out like we were just talking about. A lot of you common obstacles is that nighttime eating. You know your patterns already. Don't be surprised. Like when you're not planning for 8 o'clock eating, when you've been eating at 8 o'clock for the past 15 years, don't be like, what am I doing OBS? I don't know why I want this snack at 8 o'clock. You know it's coming. Let's go ahead right now and decide what you can think for each one. So you're not surprised. Let's go ahead and solve that problem when you're not in the middle of it. What resources does NoBS have to help me when these obstacles come up? Ask Coaches is a great one. Let us help you work through your obstacles. Is there anyone in my in-person life I can get support or encouragement from if I ask? For a lot of us, we say, nobody supports me, nobody encourages me, but we've never asked. But if you don't have somebody in your in-person life, that's okay. Get an accountability group and let them support you. That's the end of my presentation. That is the end of my presentation. All right. Any questions? Any questions? Let me look. Let me know if you got any questions. Y'all, I've got like 50 seconds left. I am doing so good at these calls. Girl, so excited. I even told my stories. I'm getting so much better. You know, at first it was like an hour and 20 minutes. Now I've got it down to an hour. Ooh, I'm very impressed with myself. See, that's how you celebrate a win. That's a win. All right. Any questions before we head off on time? I know them mongooses. You know who's, I don't know. I'm drinking the Extend that Corinne drinks, that purple drink that Corinne, if you go on the website, actually, if you'll post the link to our favorite things, the stuff that Corinne uses on, like that people always say, like, what has she got in her water? All that kind of stuff. She's got a link to that. Jennifer, I'm off to find Bigfoot. Kelly, do the No BS podcast change or are they the same? So the No BS weight loss course was updated. We released modules 1 and 2. We released them in the end of last year. So they updated. They stay the same. We'll be updating modules 3 and 4 later in the year. Then we'll update the podcast then, but that rarely changes. The self-paced workshops podcast rarely updates, but the rest update. So yeah, only if we make an update to the course will the podcast update. That was a good question, Kelly. Love it. Yeah, because a lot of people think it's broken because it's not updating, but we're not updating the course. Do all the podcasts stay forever? So, Marcy, this is a very good question. We typically claim, I think right now, the farthest back you can go is like 2019, 2020, just to keep it clean and keep all the information up to date. But it's more than you'll ever listen to, Marcy. You ain't even got to worry about that. You ain't even got to worry about it. All right. Y'all have an amazing day. So excited to spend an hour with y'all. And I will see y'all around inside the membership. Make sure, listen, I'll say this because I'm on time. Never, never, never in No BS do you ever have to sit around with a question in your brain. Ever. If you've got a question about crowdsourcing and community, you head on over to Facebook. If you've got a coaching question or a No BS question or anything about the courses or your boss is being an asshole, you head on over to Ask Coaches. If you've got a tech question, you know, have a Facebook question. Somebody said they hadn't been let in the Facebook group, all that sort of stuff. Go to support@pnptribe.com. You're not by yourself anymore, y'all. You're not by yourself. We all here. You got a team of women who every single day wake up thinking about how you are going to lose all of your weight. You ain't never had that. Oprah is not sitting around thinking about how all those Weight Watchers people is going to lose their weight. But we do. We do. So reach out. That's all you have to do. Marcy, the coaches do have a way to find out who asked the question. That's for safety purposes. But it's not on the website at all. So nobody will ever know, but we do, if we ever felt like someone needed a personal reach out, we do have a way to get the name of the person. All right. Let us know if you need anything at all. We are always around, always around. All right, y'all. Thank you, Ashley. Bye, y'all.